I'm guessing, Christian, that that young conductor tag will follow you around until you're what, 50 or 60?
Exactly. That's the beauty about being a conductor, is you're a young conductor until virtually just a little bit before you die. So it's a good reminder, actually, because it reminds you to stay young. And I like to think about it that way. And I think it's beautiful.
You have accomplished a lot, though, in the time that you've been since you finished your education. You've played with many major orchestras, notwithstanding the Philadelphia Orchestra, obviously.
Yes. I've been incredibly fortunate and lucky to have had these opportunities, and I consider myself incredibly fortunate. I look at that as either one day at a time or, you know, a year at once. You look at it and it's really quite incredible. And as I said, the blessing of standing in front of these orchestras makes me continue to grow as a musician and continue to grow as a conductor. And that's the way that I look at things. And I just love making music. I love being in front of the orchestra and collaborating on whatever that week is offering for the audience, and then, of course, the end result to share it with the public. So these things together all line up in my life, or have lined up in my life many times under amazing circumstances, and I'm very fortunate to be part of that.
Your duties here at the Philadelphia Orchestra, besides obviously being on the podium for many concerts throughout the year, also involve assisting both the music director, Yannick Nzessagan, and visiting guest conductors. Can you tell us a little bit about what you needed to do in those situations?
Exactly. Well, the very interesting part of the job is, of course, I prepare every week as if I were the one conducting. So that's before the first rehearsal starts. And then during the rehearsals, I actually...
So you're the constant understudy, just to be clear.
I'm the constant understudy, basically. That's the idea. And then during the rehearsals, I sit in the audience, and in comes the second part of my job, which is I sit in the audience and I consult or I assist the conductor in any way necessary. So the most obvious help would be, from the podium, it's not always easiest to tell what the balance is. So, for example, is the percussion in right balance with the double basses, for example, or because you're a little too close to the orchestra and the sound does not have enough time to form, you know, to gel together. So when I sit in the audience, then I take notes, and the conductors consult with me after the rehearsal, you know, did you hear enough of the flute, or was the violin too loud, things like that. Of course, with Yannick, I have a very close relationship where we continually discuss not just this aspect, but finer aspects about music making, and he's opened many ideas for me and shared many beautiful thoughts about his own music making. So I love being able to see inside of what the different conductors are thinking about different pieces. And then some conductors want to have longer discussions about the music and the process, and some conductors just want to discuss after the concerts are finished, actually, so that they're not in a way influenced or thrown off their game, if I can put it this way. So it's really interesting. Every person has their own personality, and it's very clear in the way they conduct and they rehearse. For me, I love being able to see all these incredible conductors come through, and I learn from each one of them so much, being able to see how they rehearse a specific piece, to see things that work really well, sometimes to see things that do not work quite as well. And you learn from all instances, and I feel like it's just watching everything happen, and I just see the final product, and then I see how they arrived there, or I see how some don't arrive there. And I love it. I love every second.
You're spending a lot of time with the musicians that you'll be conducting on the podium. They're your friends and colleagues. Now, does that an advantage, or is it a disadvantage? Do they expect more from you because you know them better, or do they allow you a little more leeway because you're one of them?
I only see it as an advantage. And the advantage is making music is such a personal thing, that connection where it goes beyond what your hands show. And the better you know a person, you know exactly why their facial expression is a certain way, or you take cues actually from one's face a lot more than from their hands. And as you know a person better, you know how to interpret those. That's why even in the 2 years that Yannick has been music director, you can tell that with each concert, the orchestra, you know, every concert you think, wow, this was really the greatest thing. And then the next week comes along and it's, wow, it's still even amazing. Because as you get familiar with every conductor or with that specific conductor, it just gets better. That's the fascinating thing. So I find it as an incredible advantage that I know the musicians in the orchestra quite well. I'm friends with everybody, really. And a few of them, I even spend time socially outside of rehearsals, and I travel with the orchestra, and they've shared so many stories with me and so many things. So I really love the fact that I feel like they've adopted me in this Philadelphia Orchestra family, and I feel incredibly lucky about that, because when it actually comes to making music, I am one of them.
As we mentioned earlier on, you are the understudy, and you're kind of the substitute on the bench, ready to step in if somebody gets injured. And that's happened this week. Tell me what happens to you viscerally when you get the word that it's your turn to go on there and throw the ball or kick the ball or whatever the sports analogy is that we can use, as is happening with this concert this week.
Well, it's interesting because before the first rehearsal, my heart always keeps a beat if my phone rings and I see that it's someone from the Philadelphia Orchestra, because you never know. But as I said, you have to be prepared to take over at any point. That's part of the job. And I just see it as an unbelievably exciting opportunity. Maybe I'm just because I'm still young, but I can't really say that I get nervous. I get this incredible adrenaline rush that it's so exciting for me, and I just cannot wait to get on the podium and conduct. And that's exactly what happened this week. You know, the decision was made, and Maestro Eras Casado had to pull out, and I had to go do it. So there was no question about it, but I still had, you know, a few hours, I guess, before I had to step on the podium, and I couldn't wait. I mean, I was just so excited about it. And once you are in front of the orchestra, I feel so at home being there, and I just feel like that's where I belong. I mean, that's why I became a conductor, because I've always had this feeling and this comfort about being there. It makes me feel good, and it just feels like I do have the best job in the world, I think. So it's wonderful when I get to do it.
And everyone on the program for these concerts is a member of the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Exactly. David is playing the Tchaikovsky pieces, the Serenade and the Valscherzo. And I've known David. In fact, I think the very first time I conducted the orchestra, he was playing. And I remember he immediately came up to me and was so open and so warm and friendly. And I immediately connected with him. And as I told the orchestra at the first rehearsal, I said, I've been waiting for a long time to be able to introduce him to the orchestra as the soloist. It's the first time that he's playing solo while I'm conducting, but I hope it's certainly not the last time, and that there will be many to come.
Well, we look forward to many to come as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.